The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Samach Beis says, Amar Rava, Shor da Tzuvim Rabbanon, it's mutter, it's allowed for Tzuvim Rabbanon, the Talmud Chacham, the Meimar, to say Tzuvim Rabbanon Ano, that I am a Talmud Chacham, and therefore Shor li Tigro, Tigroi Bereish. Therefore, my court case should be taken care of first. If there's a line of different court cases that are willing, that are waiting to be settled, so the Talmud Chacham has the right to say, since he's a Talmud Chacham, therefore you should take my case first. I should be the first online. That's the halacha that Rava says. We find that Rashi over here says, what's the reason why a Talmud Chacham should say such a thing? So it says Rashi, Bishvul Kavod Tayrasi, that the Talmud Chacham's argument that his din Tayra, he should come first in line before other people, is because of Kavod Tayra. This is the Talmud Chacham, and to let him go first would be would show Kavod Tayra. So therefore, he's allowed to tell people. So therefore, they will give him the proper respect and Kavod. The Rosh, however, says a different pshat. The Rosh over here says that when the Gemara says that a person is allowed to say to Paskin his din, he should come first, Kidei shalo yispatel milimudi. Says the Rosh, the Talmud Chacham's argument is he should come first because he's waiting online, and he has to sit there and he has to wait. He's wasting his time. Why should the Talmud Chacham not have to waste time than anybody else? The other people also waiting online. Because other people, if they wouldn't be waiting online, they would be doing other things. But the Talmud Chacham, if he wouldn't be waiting online, he would be learning. So therefore, says the Talmud Chacham, he argues that a person, she says, I have to come first because this way there will be less bittul Torah. I'll be able to learn. I'll be able to learn more the sooner that I'm finished. Therefore, he has the right that his turn should come before other people. Now, in order to understand this machloikas between Rashi and the Rosh, we have to go back to the Gemara earlier on this blot. The Gemara over here, on the same blot, the Gemara talks about an Isser. It says it's also lihishtamish b'kisra shel Torah, that there's an Isser for a Talmud Chacham to be mishtamish, to use the kisra shel Torah. And the Gemara says a story, a whole story with Reb Tarfon, that he was going to kill him, or was going to do something else. And because he discovered that the person that he was attacking was really, in reality, Reb Tarfon, he let him go, he let him free. And Reb Tarfon said, Oili, he was upset, Shnishtamash v'kisr shel Torah. That means that it's also to use the fact that you are a Talmud Chacham, that you know your matzav of Torah, it's also to use that fact to get your way, to get ahead of other people, to have that people should be more lenient because they perceive this person as a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Kol Mishtamish b'Kisur Shel Torah, Nekar Min Ha'Olam. Anyone who's Mishtamish, who uses the Kisur Shel Torah, he's Nekar Min Ha'Olam. This is a severe punishment that happens to such a person. So, in fact, we have to understand exactly. If it's taka true that there is an issur for a person to be mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah, so how can Rava say in our Gemara that shari le mitzurva merabonon, that a Talmud Chacham could say that I have to go first? I have a right to go first, and he's sticking up for himself, he should go first because he's a Talmud Chacham. What happened to the issur to be mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah? Now, when we investigate, we want to figure out what exactly is the reason why it's so bad to be mishtamish to use the kisur shel Torah. So, at the simple level, we would say that the reason why a person should not be mishtamish be kisur shel Torah is because there's a mitzvah of kavod haTorah. There's a mitzvah, the Rambam even counts as a mitzvah to mechabe the lomde Torah, the melamde Torah. There's a mitzvah to be mechabe people who learn Torah. So therefore, if somebody takes advantage of the fact that he is somebody who other people are mechuyev to honor, to respect, and he wants to take advantage of that fact, that is considered a bezoyin in the Kavod HaTorah. That the person himself, by trying to push himself ahead, is in fact being mevazeh, and he is being mevazeh the Torah. So therefore, in such a case, a bezoyin of the Torah is the opposite of Kavod HaTorah, and therefore, there would be an iser involved. Chomer dike iser. So if we understand that the reason why a person can't be mishtamash b'kisur shel Torah is because of a problem of lack of Kavod HaTorah, so therefore we could possibly explain Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Rava says that a Talmud Chacham can say, Tzurim Rabbanan Ano, that I'm a Talmud Chacham, surely to Groi Bereshit, you should judge my case first. And Rashi says, because there's a mitzvah to be mechabed loim de Torah, so it's possible to say that the Talmud Chacham, the Tzurim Rabbanan, has the right to say, he says, I'm a Talmud Chacham. Maybe you didn't know I was a Talmud Chacham, but now he's a Talmud Chacham. So now that the other people are going to be mechabed him, they are going to give him kavod. So because of that, the net result is not a bezoyin in the Kavod HaTorah. The net result is a ribui, is an enhancement of the Kavod HaTorah. So in such a situation, Rashi says, the Gemara, according to Rava, the Gemara holds that a person is allowed to do such a thing if it's going to enhance the Kavod HaTorah, and that is not included in the Isser to be mishtamash b'kisur shel Torah. So now the question becomes, why does the Rosh disagree with Rashi? Why does the Rosh say, it would seem that the Rosh would hold that this, that is going to be a ribui in Kavod HaTorah, that's not enough. That's not enough to take away the problem that a person is not allowed to be mishtamash b'kisur shel Torah. The Rosh has to say, the reason why over here that the Talmud Chacham can argue that he should come first is because he's going to be misbatal milimuda, he's not going to be able to learn. So what's the pshat in the Rosh? So in fact, this assumption that we made, that this Isser to Mishtamash B'Kisur Shel Torah is included in the halachas of Kavod HaTorah, in fact we find that it's not so simple. Because we mentioned before the Rambam counts a mitzvah, a special mitzvah to be mechabe the Elohim de Torah. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah counts two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of learning Torah, learning and teaching Torah is one mitzvah. And there's a second mitzvah to be mechabe the Elohim de Torah. Just like the Rambam counts the two mitzvahs in Minyan Tariag mitzvahs, he also counts it as two mitzvahs. So the Snag, which is also Minyan HaMitzvahs, also considers it two mitzvahs. Now the Snag in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in his mitzvahs, he not only brings down the actual mitzvahs, but he elaborates and he brings down the halachis that pertain to the mitzvahs. So if we were to look in the Sefer of the Snag and see and look for which mitzvah the Snag would include this halacha, that it's also v'mishtamash v'kisur shel Torah. So we would say, according to what we mentioned before, the iser v'mishtamash v'kisur shel Torah is a problem of a lack of Kavod HaTorah. So in that case, it would belong in the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah, and that's where we would find it. We would find this halacha that it's also v'mishtamash v'kisur shel Torah. However, that's not where the Snag actually puts it. The Snag puts this Gemara. When he brings down this Gemara, he places it together with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That included in the mitzvah that a person is mechuyev to learn Torah, is included in that there is an iser to mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah. And this needs an explanation. What exactly does that mean, that the iser mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah has to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What exactly is the connection between the two? It would seem that the Snag holds that the reason why it's usur for a person to be mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah, to use the Torah to his own personal advantage, is because the Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. The Torah is given to us to learn it, to learn it and to teach it. That is the purpose of the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah that we should learn it. Hashem gave us the Torah that we should teach other people. To use the Torah in any other way is not allowed. That's included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that you have this object that's called the Torah. You have all this information that's called the Torah. And the mitzvah is you should learn it. Including this mitzvah is that you should only learn it and you should not use it for other purposes. Therefore, it says the Snag, if somebody uses the knowledge of the Torah to be mishtamish with for other purposes, that is the opposite of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That means he's not being mikayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's not, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't just mean you should learn Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah means you should only do appropriate things with the learning of Torah. Therefore, the snag includes the issur to mishtamish bekisur shel Torah in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and not in the mitzvah of Kavanah Torah. In fact, if we look at the Gemara says over here in Erdaf, what's the source? What's the makar that it's also to mishtamish bekisur shel Torah? So the Gemara says the kal v'chomer. Gemara says not Bal Shetzar. Bal Shetzar, who was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, was the king of Babel, Chenishtamish, Bikli Kodesh, that when he made a cheshbon that the 7 years of Golos were up, he made a big party and he used the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, the big day Kohuna. And what happened? And after that he was killed. That night he was killed, and his kingdom was conquered and conquered by a different king. So the Gemara says Bal Shetzer was Mishtamash Bikli Kodesh. He did an Avera, he used the Kale of the Big Dekuna and the Kale of Beis HaMikdash. Shenasu Kli Choyl, that turns into Kli Choyl, Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Uvah, Bapritza Mechilalua, when the Goyim came in. They were Mechalit, and they took away its Kedusha. Kivin Shepartza Nasa Choyl, Gemara Darshans, that once when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, all the kelim lost their kedusha, and still he's nekar min ha'olam. Still, even though Bal Shetzar was using something that technically did not have any kedusha, and still, what happened was that he was punished and he was uprooted from the world. He was killed because of this avera. So the Gemara says, "Mishtamish bekisur shel Torah shuchai v'kayim la'olam." It still retains its kedusha achas kama v'kama. Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Beis actually has discussion of this pasuk, Uba Bar Pritzim Chilulua, that the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash lost their Kedusha when the Goyim came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And actually over there is a machlokes between the Baal Amor and the Mochamis and the Rabban about whether this halacha of Uba Bar Pritzim Chilulua, that the Beis HaMikdash lost its Kedusha al Yidei the Goyim, is that true by the kelim, the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, machlokes rishayim, whether the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash were included in this rule, and therefore they lost their kedusha and became chulin, or do we say that they did not lose their kedusha? Could be the Beis HaMikdash itself lost its kedusha, but the kelim did not lose their kedusha. So that's the machlokes rishayim. So over here we have a problem. If we learn that the kelim still retained some element of kedusha, even though they were not, the Beis HaMikdash itself lost its kedusha, so then we can understand why there was something wrong with what Belshazzar did. Belshazzar used the kelim that still retained the kedusha, and therefore he was punished. So for now we make a kal v'chomer to Torah which cannot possibly lose its kedusha, that it's much worse. However, if I learn like the sheet of the Mechamis, the Ramban, who says that these kelim didn't have any kedusha anymore, so what did Belshazzar do wrong? He took kelim that didn't have any kedusha and he used them. So the klechol, they're not, they don't have any kedusha b'chlal. So what could possibly be wrong? Why is the Gemara say he was punished? What did he do wrong that he deserved to be punished? Elamai, you have to explain the Gemara according to this shita, according to the Ramban or Mechamis, that he holds that the problem with using the kelim Beis HaMikdash wasn't because he was using something that had kedusha, and it's an ister to use something that has kedusha for your own purposes. That's not the problem. The problem is he took something which was used in the Beis HaMikdash, and by using it for his own personal purpose, he's poigim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. He is showing that he does not respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would come out that we have a machlokes rishonim, what exactly was the aver that Belshazzar did? Do we say that the aver Belshazzar did was that he took something that was kadosh and he made it, he used it for chayil purposes, or was the aver that he did that he did not give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the proper respect? If I learn that the problem was that he didn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu proper respect, so from there we make kal v'chomer that if you mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah, you're also not giving proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said originally, that the problem of mishtamish b'kisur shel Torah is a lack of respect, a lack of kavod HaTorah. However, if I learn that the problem with mishtamish b'Shetzer was that he took something which is Kaddish and he used it for purposes of choil, so therefore the kavah choyer to mishtamish the kisra shel Torah will also be in a similar fashion, that he took Torah, which is kadosh, and he did something he was not supposed to do with it, which means instead of learning it, he used it for his own purposes. So when we return, come back to our Rosh. The Rosh says in our Gemara that a mutter for a Turim Rabbanan to say Sharli Tigray Bereish, that he deserves to come first. Why? Why does he deserve to come first? Because Zok the Rosh, that he's being Mevatu Mili Mudoy. What was bothering the Rosh? What was bothering the Rosh was, how could you possibly tell me that in such a situation there's no Isser to be Mishtamish Bekisr Shal Torah? How could you say that? You're not allowed to use the Torah at all. You cannot use the Torah, even if you're telling me that, like we said according to Rashi, that in such a case they're going to be mechabed you because of the mitzvah of kavod haTorah, but you're not allowed to tell them to do such a thing. You can't tell them to do such a thing because you are using the Torah in a way that's inappropriate, because you're only supposed to learn Torah. You're not supposed to do other things with Torah. So for that, the Rosh says, yes, but over here it's mutter. Why over here is it mutter? Because my goal over here is not to use the Torah for a different purpose. My goal over here is, like, why do I want to be first? Because I have to learn. So if I'm allowed to use the Torah in a way that's causing me to learn it, then it's causing me to learn the Torah, so therefore that is not a problem of the Isser to be Mishtamish B'Kisser Shel Torah. And that is why the Rosh says that it will only be mutter for a Talmud Chacham to come first before other people in a situation where he can argue that he has to come first, because otherwise he's going to be mevatel from his learning.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.